Okay, so like everyone's talking about the cloud these days, right? But how do you actually pick the right one? It's kind of like trying to find your way through a fog, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what we're going to do today. We're diving deep.
Okay, sounds good.
You've done some awesome research on all the big names, AWS, GCP, Firebase, Azure.
Yeah.
And we're going to help you figure out like which one of these might be your perfect cloud match.
That's the mission, right?
Yeah,
Make
exactly.
some sense out of all this stuff.
Yeah, because even just reading about this stuff can get so overwhelming, right?
It really can.
And something that really struck me was this idea that like the biggest name doesn't always mean the best fit.
Yeah, it's not a one size fits all thing.
Right.
So like each of these platforms has its own strengths and weaknesses.
Exactly. And that's what makes this so interesting.
Absolutely.
So let's start with AWS. This is kind of the 800-pound gorilla in the room, right? Huge range of services, massive scale.
Like a sprawling city almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a mega mall of cloud platforms.
Exactly.
It's kind of got it all.
But that can also be kind of a downside.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be
Well, it
overwhelming.
can be a lot to handle.
Especially if you're just starting out.
Right. And then there's the cost thing with AWS, right? You got to be really careful with that or things can get out of control.
Oh, definitely.
Which is a great transition to GCP. I know you've been looking into their data analytics stuff, especially BigQuery. It sounds seriously impressive. What are your thoughts?
Oh, BigQuery is a total game changer, especially if you're working with tons of data.
Like you are.
Exactly. It can handle massive data sets, complex queries, all super fast. For someone like you dealing with all that specific data type mentioned in listeners' research data, that speed and efficiency would be
Well, invaluable.
totally.
Yeah.
It's a real time saver.
Okay. And then there's Firebase. This one's kind of close to my heart. I remember when I was building that app for that conference, and I needed something quick and easy for the back end. Firebase was like a lifesaver.
Oh, for sure.
So user-friendly, right?
Yeah. It really is. And it takes care of all those tricky back-end things like user authentication and keeping data in sync
Right.
so you can focus on what's important than user experience.
Makes total sense. All right, last but not least, Azure. Now, your
Definitely.
company uses a lot of Microsoft products, right?
We do, yes.
So I know you were interested in how well Azure integrates with those.
Absolutely. That seamless connection with other Microsoft tools is a huge advantage.
Streamlines everything, right?
Exactly. And potentially even cuts down on costs.
So we've got these four giants, AWS, GCP, Firebase, Azure.
Each one with its own kind of superpower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do we choose the right one for you?
Well, it all comes down to what you need, what your priorities are. The things you mentioned in your research, like cost, your current IT setup, your team's technical skills, and of course, what you're actually trying to build with this thing.
You also mentioned vendor lock-in in your notes,
Oh,
right?
yeah, that's a big one.
You don't want to get stuck with one provider if it's not the right fit long term.
Exactly. Flexibility is super important.
So what's next? Where do we go from here?
Well, I think the key is to really think about those decision-making factors you mentioned.
Okay.
Which ones are absolutely essential and which ones have some flexibility. Once you've got those figured out, you can go through each platform and see which one comes out on top.
And remember, the cloud world is constantly changing. New stuff is coming out all the time. So keep learning,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
keep exploring, and you'll find the perfect cloud for you.
And who knows, maybe the perfect cloud hasn't even been invented yet.
Ooh, that's a great point.
That's the exciting part.
All right, that's it for our cloud deep dive. Hope you found it helpful.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.